The Great Game is a 7-hour series of short plays recounting the history of foreign involvement in Afghanistan. It was first staged in London in 2009, but it's getting an unusual showing. The actors are flying to Washington in February for a special Pentagon performance. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
The set is simple, the subject complex. Time and again, Afghanistan has proven to be easy for foreign forces to overrun, but difficult to hold. Within the first few minutes of the play, the audience watches British forces in Jalalabad in 1842, burdened by fear and violence. Nicholas Kent, the director of London's Tricycle Theatre, commissioned the 12 plays from 12 different writers. He says there is drama, but there's no political agenda.
It's saying to people, there's a debate, take part in the debate. That's its message. Make up your own mind, get informed by seeing these plays, and get more informed by reading and trying to understand and talking to people.
Mohammed Kayomi got the message when the play was staged in Berkeley last year. Kayomi is an Afghan-American, the president of California State University at East Bay near San Francisco.
But it's not only looking at the issue from the lives of the Afghans, especially, who have really taken the brunt of the suffering for the last 3 decades, but also, you know, humanizing to the level of the specific soldier, whether that was a Soviet soldier in Afghanistan or whether it was from a NATO force or whatever.
It seems others got the message, too. U.S. Brigadier General John Nicholson saw The Great Game in September and raved about it to his Pentagon colleagues. By October, Nicholas Kent was on his way to the Pentagon, invited to an early morning meeting to discuss staging the play there. Kent went through extensive security checks, then he was escorted to a sub-basement room where officials hoped he could stage the play.
And the logistics were just impossible. It took me 20 minutes to get in, and to bring in a number of actors, one of whom was born in Baghdad, would have taken them slightly longer, I think. Also, we would have to bring in guns and explosives because we use those on stage, and that would have been difficult. And above all, the set being in the sub-basement meant it was very difficult to get scenery down there.
Instead, it will be staged at a Washington theater. Pentagon brass, Afghan war veterans, and even some of President Obama's advisors on Afghanistan are on the list to attend. Mohammed Kayomi thinks the military could learn a lot.
I hope the play could become triggering more dialogue and more a deeper understanding of the issues. I think it would be helpful, but if it's only the play by itself, it cannot really do justice.
This will be a monthly payment. Anything you get from us does not come from us. You and I have not met. This meeting never happened.
And weapons?
We'll find a way to get you some.
The plays detail American involvement to the present day. Nicholas Kent knows parts of the show may be uncomfortable for some to see, so he's praising the Pentagon's efforts to be open-minded. Kent hopes the plays can accomplish what military analysis and history books cannot.
In the theater, you're forced to stay and sit and with a number of other people, share the same emotions, and spend 2 or 3 hours seeing each part and thinking about the problems, laughing, crying, getting angry, sympathizing, but above all, putting yourself in someone else's shoes. And that, I think, is the most important thing.
Kent already has one review that suggests his efforts have paid off. A British general says he wished he'd seen the play before he went to Afghanistan in 2005. He says it would have made him a much better commander. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.